You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 5. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eyes, but consider it not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. I'm sure many of you are quite familiar with the statement, judge not that ye be not judged. Most time when people quote it, they quote only that phrase, judge not. But that passage, that teaching, ran to that verse 5 that I read to you. So I want you to pay attention to what Jesus said. He said, judge not. Why? Why did he say judge not? He says, that ye be not judged. But you may not understand what he is saying or what he has said. So he went further to explain that scripture to us. Please pay attention to this, because people only quote this verse 1, and they only quote that verse 1 halfway. Many of you may have told people, don't judge. Why are you judging? It is not your duty to tell anybody not to judge. Listen to what Jesus said. For with what judgment ye judge. So you could see that in verse 2, he was still explaining his statement in verse 1. He said, with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. So you don't need to tell me not to judge. By judging, the risk I have is that I'm also going to be judged the way I'm judging. So you see, God is looking at it, or Jesus is teaching us to be careful of the judgment of God, because how we judge is how God is going to judge us. The matter of judgment is not a matter to defend your wrongdoing. Please note this. He now said, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. So how you judge people, and then based on your judgment of people, you react to them. He said, that's the way you are also going to be treated. So you don't need to tell anybody, judge not. There is a risk attached to judging people. Now, that risk is that you will be judged the same way you are judging. It is not for the person being corrected to say, don't judge me. But then, he now explained further. This will now give us clarity. He said, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? You now begin to understand what judgment is about. Judgment, what Jesus is saying is that you will see that he didn't say we should actually not judge. You will soon understand. So the problem is that you saw something wrong in your brother's eyes, and you are trying to correct it. And then he now said, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye. There's a mote truly in thy brother's eye. But the real problem, why he said you should not judge, is because there is a beam in your own eye. He now said, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye. Then he concluded, thou hypocrite, first, this is the real issue, first, cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eyes. In other words, Jesus still expects you to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye. He's only saying that remove the beam in your own eye first. So in other words, he's not asking us not to correct people. He's not asking us not to tell people that they are wrong. He's simply saying you cannot be wrong and be telling people that they are wrong. Take care of your own life first. If there is something wrong with you, take care of it first. If you are committing adultery, don't go and be preaching against adultery. Take care of the adultery in your life. Preach that message to yourself first. When you have preached it to yourself and God has helped you, then go and tell the people who are committing adultery. Say, you can then tell them, God will judge you, ye adulterers. Repent, flee fornication. Then you can say all of those things. He's not asking us not to judge. He's only teaching us how to judge correctly and not be an hypocrite. That is this passage, but many people have turned it around. They only read half of verse 1 of a teaching that ran to verse 5. They read only half of verse 1 and everywhere, hey, judge not. The Bible says judge not. The Bible says judge not. What they are saying is not what Jesus taught you. I just read it clearly to you. He wants the mote in your brother's eye to be removed. He's only saying, take care of the beam in your own eyes first. Take care of the beam. So it's important. That's why you, a servant of God, must remove the beam in his own eye before he can remove smote, the mote in people's eyes. You cannot say, well, nobody is perfect. No, no. Remove the beam first. Remove. In the new covenant, your life must be right as a preacher. You can't be living in sin and go out and say, nobody is perfect. I only stand here by grace. Just because you know that you are not living right. Why can't you live right? Why can't that gospel that you want to preach, why can't it work in your own life first before you go and preach it? Why are you preaching a gospel that is not working in your own life? Why are you preaching a gospel that is not working in your marriage? Sit down first. That's why he said, how can a man rule the church of God if he can't rule his own house? If you are not at peace with your wife, if you don't have a good marriage, how can you be preaching to God's people? What are you preaching? You are an hypocrite. Because it means the gospel you are preaching on the pulpit is not working in your own home. And then you are preaching it on the pulpit. Take that gospel first back to your own home. When he has helped your home and everything is fine in your home, go out then and preach the gospel. So the essence of this teaching is for you not to be an hypocrite. It's not a statement for people to be defending nonsense everywhere. When they don't like anything, they say, why are you judging? You are committing fornication. They say that you are a fornicator. You say, don't judge. Look at you. You better repent before you perish in that fornication. He say, you are committing fornication. They say you are a fornicator. Are you not a fornicator? What is judgment in that? Aren't you a fornicator? You better repent before it is too late. Say, this person is judgmental. Do you know the gospel is judgmental? The gospel has come to judge. He says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That means that he's judging whatever you are doing currently. He says, repent from it. Then turn now to the kingdom of God. And then you say, why are you judging me? Why are you judging me? You are sleeping about. We are telling you to repent. Is it not for your own sake? Is it not for the sake of your own soul? You say, don't judge. You are a wicked husband. People are telling you. You say you are too judgmental. We are too judgmental. What is being judgmental? Are you not wicked? Are you a good husband? Are you a good husband? May God give you understanding. Let's be careful, brethren, not to be quoting the scripture wrongly. Some of the scripture you are hearing, sometimes you need to go back and read those scriptures and see, is this exactly what the Lord says? Because there are many scriptures people are quoting that they've completely quoted them out of context. And because people won't read the Bible, they are quoting the wrong quotations that people are quoting everywhere. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.